Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And as always, strongly urge everybody listening to this show to download the Devil Radio app from the Google Store, Apple Store, our website. Take Devil Radio with you on your phone 24/7. Listen to your favorite shows. Easiest way to listen to it, even in the car. Devil Radio app. A lot more to talk about. Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader, finally got around to appointing GOP members on the January 6th commission. Remember, initially, the proposal was to have a bipartisan commission of the House and the Senate, pass the House. It's going to be 10 people. It was negotiated between Benny Hill, Democrat from Mississippi, the chairman of the committee involved, and a fellow named Kafko from New York, moderate Republican. There would be 5 Democrats, 5 Republicans. They would each have veto power of the other subpoenas. Passed the House overwhelmingly with 35 Republican votes and all Democratic votes. It passed the Senate with something like 58 votes. But Moscow Mitch filibustered it. We couldn't get 60. It's truly bipartisan. Bipartisan in the House and the Senate, 58 out of 100. Moscow Mitch and the Trump cult vetoed it. So Pelosi went back to the drawing boards. She put together a 13-member commission select committee, which she can do only in the House, no senators. And she was going to have 8 Democrats, 5 Republicans, reflecting the majority status of the Democrats, but she said, I'll appoint a Republican of my 8. And she did. She appointed Liz Cheney and 7 Democrats, including Adam Schiff, who's excellent, and a lot of the others. And so McCarthy gets to appoint 5 who, along with Liz Cheney, would make 6 Republicans and 7 Democrats. It is bipartisan. Well, originally, the Republicans and Kevin McCarthy, you know, they went to Trump, they went to Moscow Mitch, and they went to the donors. And here's what they considered. They considered appointing nobody at all. But then it would have been 8 people. It would have been 7 Democrats and Liz Cheney. They're afraid of that. Then they thought of appointing bomb throwers, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Mo Brooks, Matt Gaetz, Nunez, Gomer, Gossert, Lauren Boebert, the dreck, the bottom of the barrel. But Nancy Pelosi very wisely put in a veto power so she can screen out the nuts. So they didn't do that. So they put together 5 people, and here's who they were. Jim Banks, Republican of Indiana, sort of unremarkable. Rodney Davis of Illinois. This one is a real problem. Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan of Ohio, friend of the wrestling mat. Bad news guy. Kelly Armstrong of North Dakota and Troy Nels of Texas. You may not have heard of most of them except for Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan. Well, of the 5, 3 of them voted not to certify Joe Biden as president. And they're sitting in there on the insurrection. Yeah, absolutely. Jim Banks, Republican of Indiana, said, no, I'm not certifying Biden. If Trump says there was something wrong, then there was something wrong. Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan of Ohio said, I'm not certifying it. And Troy Nels of Texas said, I'm not certifying it. So 2 did certify him, Rodney Davis of Illinois and Kelly Armstrong of North Dakota. The rest of them did not. It's a very undistinguished group. Now, here's the deal. The 7 Democrats out of the 8 that Nancy Pelosi appointed are on the up and up. And Liz Cheney's on the up and up. She's a Republican. So if somebody gets pushes a little too far on something that's not relevant, she'll stand up for it. But she wants to get to the bottom of it. These five are going to do everything in their power to protect Trump. They're going to do everything in their power to protect Kevin McCarthy from being subpoenaed, because the problem for Kevin McCarthy is he called Donald Trump the afternoon of the insurrection, said, you got to call it off. And Donald Trump said in the White House, well, Kevin, these people apparently think more of their country than you do. And then he unwisely said that to a Republican congresswoman from Oregon who repeated it. And then lately he's been lying in the press saying he doesn't recall it and all that. When he's under oath to Congress, if he's subpoenaed, if he lies, it's a felony, he'll go to prison. So they're going to try to block him from being subpoenaed. They're going to try to block Lauren Boebert of Rifle, Colorado, from being subpoenaed, who gave tours of the White House to people she claimed were tourists the day before, pointing out the offices, and then the day of the insurrection, tweeted out Nancy Pelosi has left the chamber, signaling that they should get her in her office. If there are people in this Congress who colluded with the conspirators to endanger members of Congress, they should go to prison. And if this five try to block subpoenas to Lauren Boebert, then quite frankly, the majority eight have to overrule them. Drag them in there, they ignore the subpoena, turn it over to the sheriff. So these are not good faith people. Three of them that were appointed voted against certifying Joe Biden, who won the election by 7 million votes nationally and 36 electoral votes. The part of the attack on democracy that is embodied in the Republican Party. The Republican Party has said we are not going to abide by a free election. And now they're going about trying to screw up the next election with all sorts of voter restriction things, having the votes counted by the Republican legislators, and for instance, in Georgia, not by independent county election commissioners. Remember Stalin's dictum, one of the biggest mass murderers in history, killed 20 million people, Joseph Stalin. He once said, it does not matter who the people vote for. What matters is who counts the votes. And now Stalin's successors are going to count the votes in our democracy if we don't stop it. Go to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today? Mark from the SAC.
You bring up Stalin, and I've got the other point that it's sad to admit. It's sad that probably most of the current crop of some of these voters wouldn't even recognize who Joe Stalin was and what he means to the history of the world. That if I was running commercials, I'd be morphing every single one of these Republicans. I'd be running commercials in their face. They'd be morphing into Joe Stalin's face as I count the votes kind of thing there. And screw these Republicans. If they subpoena who the Democrats subpoena who they want, the whole insurrectionist crew, including Kevin McCarthy, including Jim Jordan, people that may even be sitting on this committee, that if you kind of come up with information that they actually supported any of these insurrectionists, they drag their ass and make them answer questions as well. If they don't answer the questions, you say, well, you're in contempt, and Nancy Pelosi should reopen the jail cell in the bottom of the Congress there and lock their asses in it. And bread and water is what they get. I mean, I'd reconstruct the cell of Little Ease in the Tower of London, where they couldn't stretch out and they couldn't stand upright, and a bucket to do their business in.
Yeah, let me ask you a question, Mark. This has occurred to me. What is your view of the following? Nancy Pelosi has absolute veto power of any of these people. I would be tempted in her position to veto Jordan, Gymnasium Jim Jordan. This guy is bad news. He has a big mouth. He was one of the ones that tried to disrupt the various impeachment hearings. He's the one that when Adam Schiff and his committee were meeting in a secure room of the Congress to talk over some of the things involving Ukraine, and there were Republicans and Democrats there, a bunch of thugs, including Matt Gaetz and Gymnasium Jordan, broke in, and they had their cell phones, and they're forbidden in this room. You can't photograph these documents. They were not arrested. Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan has a mouth on him. He has a mouth on him. Now, I don't object to that in a congressman. They're elected to have mouths on them to a point. This guy will disrupt. And I think one of the things, and I want your opinion, is Nancy Pelosi could consider, I veto him. He's no good. He's dreck. He's the bottom of the barrel. He's not in good faith. Throw him out and see what happens. What do you think of that? Or on the other hand, do you think that maybe that makes her look bad and put this clown in there? What do you think?
No, I'm half tempted to, and she's not going to do this, but I'm half tempted to say that she should just actually have a statement coming on. I'm vetoing Gymnasium Jim Jordan and say it's a cold day in hell before I'll put a pedophile protector on this committee.
You're a good man, Mark. We're going to a break. Always enjoy having you call in. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more to talk about today. A lot more to talk about, including crooked cabinet members in Trump's cabinet, one of whom was just referred to prosecution. Merrick Garland took a dive on it, and I'm not pleased, and we're going to talk about that. But we're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.